Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Campaigning intensifies for second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of political parties hold multiple rallies across the country. Withdrawal of nomination papers for third phase of general elections ends tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says ED and CBI should work independently without interference from government or politicians. Prime Minister to inaugurate 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. Maldives to hold polls for parliamentary elections today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeat Delhi Capitals by 67 runs in Delhi last night. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the remaining phases of the general elections has intensified with the completion of the first phase on Friday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, the remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Nanded and Parbhani in Maharashtra and Chikkaballapur and Bengaluru in Karnataka yesterday. He said he has come to present his report card and also to seek the blessings of the people. In Kerala, as part of the United Democratic Front UDF campaign, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a meeting at Iriad. Priyanka Gandhi also participated in a public meeting in Pathanamthitta. Addressing a public meeting in Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah said, this time the people of Uttar Pradesh will make the BJP victorious on all 80 seats. Speaking at a rally in Amroha, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi said, if the INDI alliance government is formed, the loans of the farmers will be waived off. The filing of nomination papers for the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections ended on Friday. Scrutiny of papers was taken up yesterday. In the third phase, 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls on the 7th of next month. Tomorrow is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. In Gujarat, scrutiny of nomination forms was also taken up for by-elections to the 5 assembly seats. Meanwhile, the filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls is underway. In this phase, 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls on the 13th of May. Nominations for this phase can be filed till the 25th of this month. Senior Congress leader and former National President Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in Satna, Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Gandhi will reach BTI ground Satna at 12 noon. State Congress President Jeetu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tankha and former Union Minister Arun Yadav will also address the meeting. On the other hand, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav is leading the BJP campaign today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will address meetings in Rewa, Sagar and Chhatarpur. BJP State President Vishnu Dutt Sharma will address meetings in Chandala and Rajnagar of Khajuraho Lok Sabha and former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address meetings in Vidisha. State Minister Prahlad Patel will participate in the programs organized in Banda, Deori and Udaipura areas. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency in Kerala. The picturesque Wayanad constituency in North Kerala, bordering Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, is famous for its rich biodiversity and tea and coffee plantations. It has 7 assembly constituencies, Mathanavadi, Sultan Bateri, Kalpatta, Tiruvampadi, Eranad, Nilambur and Vandur. Our Kochi correspondent looks at the constituency, which is the focal point of national interest as the state goes to the poll on the 26th of this month.
The predominantly rural constituency of Wayanad shot into national prominence with the candidacy of Congress leader Rahul Gandhi in 2019. Rahul is seeking support from the electorate for his second term this time, but faces far more formidable candidates. The LDF has fielded CPI leader Annie Raja and NDA, the BJP state president K. Surendran, to take on the Congress candidate. The candidates are addressing local issues such as agricultural distress, human-animal conflict, lack of proper medical and other infrastructure facilities, and the Bandipur night traffic ban, among other things. The Congress is focusing on the NDA government's alleged failures, the CPI on the region's developmental challenges, while the BJP campaign highlights the targeted welfare schemes introduced by the NDA government at the centre. The constituency has 14,62,423 voters, comprising 7,31,354 women, 7,21,054 men, and 15 transgenders. Of these, over 1,04,600 are first-time voters. Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
BJP candidate from Muradabad Lok Sabha seat of Uttar Pradesh, Kunwar Sarvesh Singh, died at Ames, New Delhi yesterday. He was unwell for some time. Voting in Muradabad constituency was held yesterday during the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. He was elected an MP from Muradabad in 2014. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashwani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that central agencies like the Enforcement Directorate and the CBI should be allowed to work independently and the government and politicians should not interfere in their functioning. During an interview with a private news channel, while replying to a question on allegations of misuse of central agencies, Mr. Modi said that they are just doing their work and that even as a Prime Minister, he has no right to interfere in the work of ED. Mr. Modi said that questions should be raised if the ED and the CBI do not do their jobs. But here the opposition is instead asking why the agencies are doing their jobs. He said before 2014, the ED conducted only 84 searches, but after 2014, a total of 7,000 searches were conducted, which shows the efficiency of this agency.
सरकार ने अपने राजनीतिक स्वार्थ के लिए उनको रोकना नहीं चाहिए, उनको स्वतंत्र रूप से काम करना देना चाहिए. करप्शन के खिलाफ काम करने के लिए एक संस्था को जन्म दिया. वे अगर काम न करे तो सवाल पूछना चाहिए, काम करे इसलिए सवाल पूछा जाए. ये लॉजिक बैठता नहीं. 10 साल में ईडी ने 5,000 से ज्यादा केसेस किए हैं. 2014 के बाद 7,000 सर्चेज हुई है. 2014 के बाद 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपए की प्रॉपर्टी अटैच की गई है. अगर हम देश में करप्शन हटाना चाहते हैं तो आपको जो संस्था जिस काम के लिए बनी है उसको आपने काम करने देना चाहिए.
In reply to another question, the Prime Minister said the model of his government is to empower every citizen of the country, especially the poor. He said it is the responsibility of the government to reduce the burden on the country's citizens. In reply to another question, the Prime Minister said the Lok Sabha election 2024 is not being fought by the BJP or by him, but it is an initiative of the people. The Prime Minister said that the country witnessed unstable governments for 3 decades, due to which the country's development was affected. He added that the voters of the country have experienced a stable government as to what it can do. Mahavir Jayanti is being celebrated today with traditional religious fervour. On this occasion, The followers of Jainism will visit Jain temples and worship and also take out religious processions with the idol of Lord Mahavir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi will also release a commemorative stamp and a coin and also address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In a message, the President said, "This festival gives us the message of love and peace." She said, "On this occasion, we should take pledge to spread love and harmony in the society and work with dedication for the development of the nation." The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over Gangetic West Bengal till today and in isolated pockets over Jharkhand and Bihar till the 24th of this month. The IMD said hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahi till Wednesday. Polls to the People's Majlis, which is the parliament in Maldives, are being held today. More from our correspondent.
In the fourth multi-party parliamentary elections in Maldives, the archipelago nation will elect representatives from out of 368 candidates across 93 constituencies today. As the Met Department predicts a rainy day in Male, over 2.8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise at 602 polling stations, including 3 polling stations abroad. The polls are being seen as a crucial litmus test for the incumbent president Dr. Mohammad Muizzu's party, which has been under fire by the opposition for its policies. Further, the breakaway faction of former President Yameen is being seen to split votes of the ruling alliance. Dr. Muizzu's PPM-PNC coalition had won the presidential elections in September 2023, riding on an India Out campaign. The opposition Maldivian Democratic Party held the majority in the previous majlis with 44 lawmakers. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Colombo.
On to sports. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 67 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. There are two fixtures slated for today. In the first match, the Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Kolkata at 3:30 this afternoon. And in the second match, Punjab Kings will lock horns with Gujarat Titans in Mullapur, Chandigarh. The match will be played from 7:30 this evening. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on prevention and preparedness for heat waves with Rajendra Singh, member NDMA, and Dr. Rupali Malik from Safdarjung Hospital. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guest about how to prepare for and respond to heat waves effectively. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. As India starts voting for the general election, a headline in the Sunday Pioneer writes, "Low voter turnout in phase one alarms parties." The paper adds, "Heat to post done deal could be reasons as parties find answers." Cautioning on a need for a robust court infrastructure, the Chief Justice of India hails the new criminal laws as a watershed moment, states the Sunday Tribune. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India removes age bar for purchasing health insurance, reports the Hindu. To mark their role at Brighton's India Gate in UK, annual event to remember Indian troops in World Wars, reports the Indian Express. The Times of India headline cautions to be ready for hotter days, saying mercury likely to touch 41 degrees Celsius within a week. And finally, the Economic Times writes, companies shopping for workers flawed by women for their precision work and dexterity skills as they are good learners and less liable to leave jobs. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning intensifies for second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of political parties hold multiple rallies across the country. Withdrawal of nomination papers for third phase of general election ends tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says ED and CBI should work independently without interference from government or politicians. Prime Minister to inaugurate 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. Maldives to hold polls for parliamentary elections today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeat Delhi Capitals by 67 runs in Delhi last night. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.